同学们好，我是卡卡老师。今天呢，我们就来认识这个爱情故事当中的女主角 Wallace。在我们听他们邂逅的故事之前呢，我们先来了解一下 Wallace 是一个怎样的女人。
Her name was Bessie Wallace Warfield. She was born into a poor southern family on June 19th, 1896.
这段录音摘自《倾国之恋》，讲述的就是爱德华八世和 Wallace 的爱情故事。
Her name is Bessie Wallace Warfield. She was born into a poor southern family on June 19th, 1896.
Wallace 是个美国人，那么他没有特别好的出身。1986年6月19号呢，出生在一个贫穷的南方家庭。一位出身贫寒的女子却成了王子的伴侣，这确实说来呢是现实版的灰姑娘。而且 Wallace 在遇到王子之前呢，其实自己已经经历过两段婚姻。她究竟有怎样的魅力把王子迷得团团转呢？ Wallace 本人说过这样一句话，
The only thing I could do was dress better than anyone else.
The only thing I could do was dress better than anyone else.
Wallace 其实不算特别天生丽质，但是呢，他却深知男人是视觉动物，所以呢，这句话的意思就是，我唯一能做的就是比别人穿得美。在一个国王的爱情故事这本书当中呢，爱德华是这样描述初次见到 Wallace 的场景的。
She was beautifully dressed and she smiled all the time.
接下来我们就来看一下书中是怎么细致描写 Wallace 以及他初次见到 Edward 的场景的。
Chapter 4
相识。
On Saturday the weather was cold and windy.It was raining heavily, so we could not ride our horses. We decided to stay in the house and have a nerd lunch with some of Lady Furness's friends. At 1 o'clock, Wallace arrived with her husband. She was beautifully dressed, and she smiled all the time. She spoke with the Lord Furness for a few minutes, and then Lady Furness brought her over to see me. Sir, I would like you to meet one of my dearest and sweetest American friends, Mrs. Wallace Simpson.How do you do, Mrs. Simpson, I said. Please come and sit down. Lady Furness left us and we began to talk. I could see that Wallace was not feeling very well. She had a bad cold and her eyes were red. I'm afraid that our English houses aren't very warm, I said. We don't have American central heating here. There was a long silence. Mrs. Simpson turned to her face and looked out the window. Then she said, You have disappointed me, sir.And why is that? I asked. Because everybody asks me about American central heating. I thought that Prince of Wales would ask about something more interesting. I began to laugh. What's the matter, sir? Wallace asked. Have I said something wrong? No, I replied. I'm laughing because you didn't lie to me. You told me the truth. But why is that funny? Doesn't everybody do that? One day, I'll be king of England.I replied, and people are afraid of me. If I say that sky is yellow, they say, yes, sir, you're right. If I say the Wednesday is the first day of the week, they say, yes, sir, you're right. And if I say the Scotland is bigger than Canada, they say, yes, sir, you're right. But you told me that I was boring. You told me the truth. I like that. There was another silence, and then Wallace began to laugh. Can I say one more thing, sir?Yes, Mrs. Simpson. What is it? It's your trousers, sir. My trousers? Yes, sir. They're black and your shoes are brown. These two colors don't look right together. I stood up and looked in the mirror. Yes, Mrs. Simpson. You're right. I look very strange. The next time we meet, I'll be better dressed.
刚才读到这一段就是 Wallace 和 Edward 第一次相遇的情景。从这一段当中可以看到 Edward 第一次遇到 Wallace 的时候呢，就对他产生了好感。从他们的对话当中，你可以试想一下，为什么 Edward 会喜欢 Wallace 呢？
Chapter 5 Wallace
接下来呢，我们会摘选第五章的内容，当中讲述了 Wallace 的经历。
Wallace was born in Baltimore. She never knew her father. He died when she was 5 months old. But her mother was a strong and a loving womanAnd Wallace was a happy child. When she was 20, she married a man called Winfield Spencer. For the first few years, they were happily together, but one day, Winfield lost some money in the street. When he came home, he took a bottle of whiskey from a cupboard and began to drink. That night, he hit Wallace in the mouth. She screamed, and he hit her again. There was blood on her face, and she was shaking like a leaf. "Please, Winfield," she said, "no more." But Winfield took her arm and pulled her up the stairs. "You're my prisoner," he shouted at her, "and you're not going to leave." Then he pushed her into the bathroom and locked the door. The next morning, Wallace went back to her family. "I can't stay with him," she said. "I want a divorce." "Poor Wallace," Edward said. "But what happened next, Lady Furness?" "Well," said Lady Furness, "a few months later, she met a fine man called Ernest Simpson. He's quiet, but interesting. They got married, and they now live in a beautiful flat in the center of London."
"And are they happy?" asked Edward.
Lady Furness looked at the prince and smiled. "I don't know, sir," she said. "I don't know."
刚才听到的关于 Wallace 的故事呢，其实都是从他的好友 Lady Furness 口中得知的。看来呢 ，Edward 对他呢真的是非常上心。当第一次遇到 Wallace 之后呢，他就想急切地知道关于他的一切。听了 Wallace 的故事，你有没有听出来 Wallace 第一次是因为什么而离婚呢？虽然 Wallace 从小出身贫寒，而且长大之后呢也遇人不淑，但当时还是威尔士亲王的 Edward 还是深深地爱上了他。但这份爱呢是需要付出代价的。在之后的章节中呢，我们会听到这份爱所迎来的腥风血雨。我们下回见哦。
See you next time.